The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Hey, Smile! My thing is bigger than your whole boat!
I was on a boat that day. Hey. I was on a boat that day.
And sing the boat song. We gonna sing the boat song.
Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. It can buy me a boat.
And guess what? There is a boat show going on over at the wharf. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. And if you have some money, maybe if you don't have any money, you can probably buy a boat.
You can finance it.
You can finance it, I'm sure. So we'll talk about boat shows today a little bit and everything that's going on over at Marine Service Technology Class as well. But first thing I want to do is thank our sponsor, Key Marine. Key Marine Center is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com. Check out their website. That's where they list all their motors, their consignment sales, their specials, that kind of stuff. It is KeyMarineCenter.com. Check them out. They are now open on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until 12, so that tells us that the season has begun. When you have dealerships that are open on Saturdays, that means that they're getting ready for the rush of people that want to get their boats ready for the season. And so you can check them out over there on Saturday as well. They try to help people on Saturday. Somebody needs a real quick fix or something like that on their boat. You can go by there and talk to their technician. Usually have one or two people on staff on Saturday, so they'll be able to help you out there if you have some quick issues that you need to take care of. And they're also over there working to get other boats out that's already been in there. So Key Marine is your Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki repower center. They have great engines over there. Mercury engines in stock, 40 to 200 horsepower. So check them out on their motors. If you're ready for a repower, they can still do it before the season starts. You know, if that motor is too far gone, it may be time to put a new one on there. And Key Marine is your go-to place for that for sure. Yes. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. Check them out on Facebook as well. They do post some things on there. Let's do a giveaway today. Now, this giveaway, okay, I got to tell my students you cannot call in on this giveaway because you already know the answer, so we're not going to do that. But you have to be a listener in order to be able to get this. If you have to listen to my show and take notes probably to get this one. So we're going to give away a Yamaha hat and shirt. You're going to have to go by Key Marine over there on Bow Road and pick it up from them and tell them we said hello. And we're going to give away a Yamaha hat and shirt. So here is the question. Who was Marine Service Technologies February 2024 Student of the Month? First name only. That's what I gave last week. So if you listened to last week's show, you will know who my Student of the Month was for February. That's an easy question if you're a listener. So, and I know my listeners, they take notes because they hear me talk about that all the time, right? So they took some notes. They wrote the name down. And if you call me with that name, his first name, February Student of the Month, I just gave him a clue, didn't I? So for February 2024, I have to say 2024 because they might go back in the archives and found,
right,
you know, some
so
other
you
stuff.
Want them to call in?
I want them to call in.
Okay, 437-1620 is the number. Who was the Student of the Month for February? Here's a hint. Here's a clue. Or it may be a way to find it. We do podcast everything that we do here, this show,
yeah,
especially as a podcast on the News Radio 92.3 website. And I keep very good notes.
You may have to fast forward through that. Ah, you do, don't you?
I keep notes.
I love the podcast. I use them to go back. I share them with Mercury Marine and Yamaha and potential students and just people all over the world, Jake. We're all over the world.
Yeah.
And I share the podcast with people, and they listen to them, and they like them. I had a gentleman last week meet me in the hallway and say, "You're the guy on the radio." You know, I'm like, "Yep, I am. You want my autograph?" And I couldn't sell him my autograph. I tried to, and then I tried to pay him to give him, and that wouldn't work either. But anyway, you know, yep, so we are all over. I like the podcast because I even go back to him and listen to him as well to see how the show sounds and stuff. And I don't sound that great to myself, but, you know, other people say it's good. So
nobody likes the sound of their own voice.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't sound like me.
So yeah.
I don't know who I sound like.
Well, Nope. To me, you sound like Stephen Schmidt.
That's me.
Man,
okay, the there you go. The marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College, right?
Yes.
Hey, George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola, georgestonecollege.edu. They have a great chat feature on there. If you go on that chat feature, you can get a message to anybody out at the school. Mr. Wiggins, our IT person, he will take care of that chat and get it to anybody that we need to get it to. Hey, you also have a Facebook page for George Stone, and I'm going to ask you to maybe, if you can, put a link on there or something, maybe off of the 1620's Facebook page, because we have something really cool that came in yesterday, and there's actually a video of it on George Stone Tech's Facebook page. Yesterday, we received our diesel cutaway and a two-stroke cutaway. And what these are is it's a full-size, real-live diesel engine with transmission, closed cooling system, turbo, everything that you would think about a diesel engine, it is there. And they have taken and cut away sections of this motor. And what this does is we can turn it on and it actually rotates, probably about 30 RPMs or so, just nice and slow, rotates. And the students can see the inner workings of this engine and how the components interact with each other, the crankshaft, the piston, the valves, the camshaft, all these pieces rotate, and the students get to go over there. And when I add this to my curriculum, my diesel curriculum, it's really going to – the students already said to me, wow, this really helps me understand the book that I'm reading about diesel engines, because they can literally take the book over there and find the components that they're learning about, and they can run the motor – at that low speed, it's just a little electric motor that makes it turn, and they get to see all these components. And this making this learning environment, adding this to my classroom, took us way above the level we were before. And that's what I continue to try to do is to move my learning experience for my students to different levels. And by this coming into my classroom, the students are able to learn so much better. We also had a two-stroke cutaway, a little small outboard, a little two-cylinder outboard. Same thing. It has a cutaway. You can see the pistons. You can see the reed valves. You can see the lower unit. It's cutaway. And it also turns. And what I find so interesting about this lower unit and the actual two-stroke motor was there's a couple things that when I try to get students to understand two-stroke theory and lower units and things like that, what I have a difficult time doing is getting them to understand not only reed valves and how the crankcase works on a two-stroke, but how a shift mechanism works and how the gears work in a lower unit. And even though this is a small horsepower engine, the lower units are basically the same all the way through horsepowers. So when I turn this motor on and it starts rotating, I can shift it, and the students can watch the clutch, the gears turning before I shift it. So you got your pinion gear turning, your forward gear, your reverse gear turning, and then you see the clutch dog engage when you put it in forward reverse, and the prop starts to turn. And my students, they were like mesmerized yesterday. We got this thing set up. They couldn't wait. We got it out of the crates, and it took a little while to get it set up, and we got it in front of our window. So when you come down my hallway, it's one of our things. I want to try to get some cool LED lights to light this thing up, because it is a showcase piece, you know?
Yeah.
Functioning showcase piece that my students are going to be able to learn on. And my students were mesmerized by it. They kept saying, can we go back here and turn that on again and watch it?
Yeah.
You know? I even commented, I would love to have this thing home in my bedroom where I could put a little light on it and let's watch it rotate, because it's just soothing to watch this engine turn. Yeah. You know, it's kind of weird, right? But, hey, you know, and they come back here and they were like, this is so cool to see this and the level that we took our class in one day and just to have that mechanism in there. We have it on our Facebook page, George Stone Facebook page. The video of it is on our Facebook page. So if you go on there and share this and on your Facebook page and let everybody know about George Stone Technical College, the Marine Service class, and what we do over there to continue to educate our students and to continue to make things better. You know, it's just, to me, I'm amazed by that. I was up on cloud nine yesterday all day because of the fact that this came in. I've been waiting for it for 9 months, and it finally made it to the shop to the classroom.
The visualization aspect of it, you know, these kids just being able to, in their mind, see how it all works, how the sausage is made, basically, in that engine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just putting things in their hands, you know, and letting them see it and understand it. And when you're doing lectures and stuff like that. Have we got any calls or text on that
yet? I had a couple calls, but they knew some of your students' names. I think they remembered them from the conversations, but they didn't get the exact one we were looking for, the student of the month for February.
For February 2024.
What's
the first name of the student of the month? That was just last week I mentioned it.
Right, and
so
it's in the notes.
Y'all.
It's in the notes on the podcast page.
You're not going to make it in my class if you're not taking notes. So you got to take them notes. 850-437-16. Call or text, and we'll be more than happy to give you a Yamaha hat and shirt from Key Marine. We would love to do that today, so give us a call or text. So the cutaways are just another example of how the school tries to make things better for our students. We want to give the students the best learning environment that we can. We want them to learn so much as they walk into the classroom, so we're going to give them everything that we can financially, that's available to us. We will do that to make it better. Both these units, weren't cheap. You know, they came in at, you know, a pretty good price, but the vision that I have, I share it with my administration, and they help me to, you know, Mr. Brooks in general, he's my go-to person over there. He's our assistant principal. And he tries to help me at every turn, and it's just amazing what they do for us over at Georgetown. So
we have a caller. Okay. I think we have a winner. Albert, are you there with me?
Yes.
All right, Albert.
Colton.
Colton, yes, that is correct. Ding 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 ding.
Good answer.
Colton is the student of the month for February.
Yep. Yeah, we appreciate that, and we appreciate you listening. You have to go out there to Key Marine and pick up that T-shirt. I think it's a T-shirt or a shirt. It could be one of their shirts and a hat. They told me just to give out away today. They wanted to give that out. We appreciate you listening. Are you a long-time listener?
I do listen from time to time when I'm not traveling much.
Okay. So, all right. Well, we sure appreciate it.
I have a 70 Yamaha that works great. I love the Yamahas, and everything works fine. It's on a bay boat, and everything works fine on it. I do listen for tips, so it's a good show.
All right, I appreciate it, and thank you for the call, and congratulations on that win. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, see you. Bye.
Great.
And we'll let Key Marine know that Albert is coming by to get his
That's right.
gift.
Yeah, and they will be glad to see you out there. That's the best part about going out to Key Marine is they're glad to see you when you show up.
And tell them you heard about them on News Radio 92.3, the Boat Show.
Yeah, yep, Boat Smart. That's right. Tell them Boat Smart sent you out there. You know, when you're advertising like this, they like to know that they're getting, you know, what they're paying for, basically.
Exactly,
know?
Yeah.
And, let them know that you're listening to us. And if you meet somebody out there, if you go out there to get your boat serviced or buy a new motor or whatever, tell them that you heard about it on Boat Smart on 1620 AM, and that will help us out for sure.
Yes.
So we also are adding to our Yamaha station where I didn't put this in my notes, but this is something else that we've added this year. I'm adding to my Hellmaster EX system, which is, and we're taking a twin-engine digital 200 motors from just a normal digital shift, and now we're adding an EX system to it. This is our fly-by-wire steering, our joystick, the autopilot, helm, everything to this to these motors. So we're waiting on one more item to come in, and we're going to start on that. We're also adding electronics. We're adding a nice big screen Garmin unit to that as well. And all this stuff the school purchased. The school purchased all these items, several thousands and thousands of dollars for this, in order for the students to be able to learn what they see out in the field. So we're trying to get the stuff that what they see in the field or will see in the field in our shop. And I work really hard to make that happen. And when we bring all these items in, I actually have to get in there and dig in and learn as well because it's new, right? And so I dig in as well, and I study on it, and I understand it. So I'm able to work with the students on that also. So it's just a good time as we're going into the end of the year. We got spring break. Week after next, we got 4 days left of school, and then we got spring break, and then we're going to be hitting the April, May, and it's over.
Yeah.
And hopefully we have summer school this year, which we're shooting for that as well. 850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you're going to the boat show and you want to talk to me about that. They are having a boat show over at the Wharf. This is in Orange Beach. And that I think this is probably one of the better boat shows in our area. So many of the dealers and manufacturers are going to be there. They have new products there as well. Electronics, boats, engines, you name it, it's there. They have yachts in the water. You can actually get on these large yachts and walk around and look at them and check them out. Yamaha will have two or three boats in the water over there. Mercury will have boats in the water. Dealerships will have boats in the water. And you'll be able to take test rides and stuff. And it's probably your best opportunity if you're looking or thinking about purchasing a boat and you really don't know what you want, you know, what type of boat, what type of, you know, boating you're going to do, is to go over there and get in a boat.
Yeah. See what feels good to you.
Yeah. Just get out there and have them take you for a ride and let you feel the boat and see what you think about it. And, you know, I always recommend taking your spouse with you, your wife or husband, whatever. If you, hey, maybe the wife is dragging the husband over there, right?
Maybe.
That I've heard that my wife wants this type of boat or this type of boat, and that's okay.
Right?
That's okay. Yeah. However you can get a boat, if the wife's behind you, that's probably 99% of the battle right there.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So go to that boat show. My students are going over there, and we're meeting over there tomorrow. And I have probably 12 students that are able to meet me. Some other ones are having to work and stuff on Saturdays, you know. So, but if they all could go, they would. But we're going to go over there and we're going to walk around. And it's a great opportunity not only for the students to look at the new product out on the market, but also to make connections. So I tell them, I say, you make sure you tell them you go to school at George Stone. Make sure that you let them know, like when they go to the Yamaha and Mercury booths, to let them know how you know, thankful they are for the sponsorship of those two organizations within our Marine Service Technology class. So we're doing that as well. And the students are going to hopefully be able to get on the Yamaha boats and go see that technology that they have on their product and Mercury Marine as well. Mercury Marine's got a nice booth set up with some simulators in it, which is very cool. And then you have representation from both those manufacturers right there on site that you can talk to.
Wow.
So it's just a great opportunity for not only for the boat dealers, the manufacturers, but the potential customers, students, myself as well. And I'll go over there and spend some time over there also. So it's going to be a good time.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you at boat shows like this, I would think that, like, would there be like a celebration when somebody buys like their first boat? Like, should there be like, you know, some kind of, I don't know, siren that goes off or something? Everybody claps. I don't know.
There should be.
Seems like it's such a happy event buying a boat like that.
It is
a great purchase.
They say that's one of the happiest times of your life is when you buy a boat, right?
I bet.
Yeah. So, you know, I remember and all my listeners know I used to ride Harleys, right? So I remember going to the Harley shop, and when somebody bought a Harley, they would always have a big, what do they call that? They go with a big hammer, and they go ding on the, whatever that wheel, that big.
A gong?
Yeah, a dong, that's what you call it. And then everybody celebrates, and then they play an AC/DC song, right? So, right.
Awesome.
Very fitting for, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah, it should be a celebration if you're buying a boat.
Definitely.
But make a decision. That's a good decision for you and your family. You don't want to buy a boat that you're not going to use, or a boat that you can't handle. Don't buy a boat that's too big. We had a customer in our shop, and I bought a bigger boat, and I didn't realize how much different it is, how much it costs, how much it's harder it is to run it, those kind of things. I think if you're buying a boat, start out kind of small, and work your way up as you go through the years. The more experience you get, the understanding of cost and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So they will give you all kinds of tips. They'd love to see you over there. So you check it out. I'm sure everybody knows where the wharf is.
Right.
So, yeah, over there on the water.
What do you see in terms of fuel prices? Because a lot of people might not really realize how much it takes to fuel a boat and to keep it going.
You know, and when you're talking about fuel cost, of course, fuel's going to cost more on the water, okay, than it is. And it's typically about $1 more what you're going to pay at a gas station per gallon.
That's not too
bad. Yeah, and it's the logistics of getting the fuel down to the dock and all that stuff. So they, you know, so they have attendance and stuff there, so they have to pay for all that. So it is a little bit more expensive. But for the boater that really wants to go boating, I don't think fuel cost slows them down too much.
Right.
You know, for me, I pay attention to my RPM ranges, you know, where I'm running my boat. I'm going to try to find that sweet spot so when I am running my boat that I'm getting my best fuel economy. And I can look at my fuel flow and all that stuff. And I say, okay, my boat runs better here. I'm only burning this much fuel at this speed, that kind of thing. Hmm. You know, maybe people will take shorter distances when they go somewhere. Instead of going somewhere further away, they may go a shorter distance or something like that to cover that fuel cost. You know, that kind of thing. And that could be a factor when you're buying a boat. How much fuel can you afford to burn on top of everything else, right?
Right.
If you can't afford to put fuel in your boat, you probably shouldn't buy one.
Right. You probably wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Take on a second job, maybe.
Maybe so. But then you don't, you know, and then you're going across the whole gamut of everything. Now right. I got a second job. I can't afford, I don't have time.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
All this stuff, you know. You have to factor it all in when you buy a boat.
You have to make it work.
Yeah, you have to make it work.
So. We do have a text here. Stefan, I have Lenco trim tabs on my boat that are not working. Can you recommend someone I can have look at those?
Yeah, definitely Key Marine can do that for you. There's no question about it. They will look at your Lenco's for you. Those are electric trim tabs, okay? And also you can go to the Lenco website. It may be something that you could also troubleshoot yourself maybe, okay? So you can actually download a troubleshooting sheet from Lenco. And if you're mechanically or electrically inclined at all, you have to be electrically inclined, is that the right word for that?
Yeah,
you got to know how to use a meter and stuff. You could possibly troubleshoot it yourself. Okay, but definitely no question about it, Key Marine can fix that for you.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for your text today. If you have any questions, let us know before we run out of time. 437-1620.
Yeah, trim tabs, we don't talk about that much, but I do have trim tabs in my classroom as well. You know, that students get to see. Do you know what a trim tab is?
I was about to ask. What
okay,
is a trim
I knew.
Tab?
I kind of
what
does
looked
it do? At your face. You look like one of my students confused. With this look on her face.
Uh-huh.
And I looked over at you and I said, you have one of my students look on her face that he has no idea what I'm talking about, right?
Trim tabs.
Hey, see that? That's the teacher in me. I could pick it up, right?
Right.
So that's good. So Lenco, that's a brand of trim tab. There's Bennett, Lenco, there may be some other ones out there. Those are the two that I'm very familiar with. And basically a trim tab is a tab that comes off back of your boat. There's different configurations of it. It's a boat leveler. Basically what it is, you have a tab that comes off the back of your boat, and as you lower the tab, it levels the boat out. So if you lower your starboard tab down into the water, it actually picks up on that side and pushes the bow down on the port side. So if you have a boat that's not leveled properly, in other words, you have a heavy cooler on one side, you have a lot of people on the other side, and you're running along, the boat's listing to one side while you're running, you can use your trim tabs to settle that boat down and make it run straight, okay? They also help the boat perform better as far as getting it out of the hole and the hole shot. You tab them all the way down. That picks up the stern of the boat and picks up the bow and shoves the bow over for you to get out of the hole better. So that's another tactic that you can use with trim tabs. But they mainly are called boat levelers. They help you level out the boat for uneven rides. So you see them typically on V-hulls and some flats boats and stuff like that.
Got another text in here. What do you think about electric outboard motors?
You know, we talk about electric a lot on the show, and they're really trying to get them into the market. You know, and again, not against it. You know, if that's what a person wants to try, I still think it's not ready yet. I don't think that they're to a point of making it functional and for long runs. Short term or short runs, probably good. You know, smaller outboard stuff. I know Mercury's really heavy on it right now.
Wow.
Yep. So you may see some of them at the boat show. So go over there and see what they got, and you can ask some of them questions about the electric product, too.
And that starts today, the boat show?
The boat show starts today. I will be out there tomorrow and walking around, visiting different dealerships, you know, getting my face out there, too, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, making friends and trying to get my students jobs. That's my reason to go out there and then get more information for my class. So, yes, today, tomorrow and Sunday, and I think they close a little early on Sunday. I don't know how the weather is going to be on Sunday, but tomorrow should be really good.
Yeah.
The weather should be good. I think the rain's coming in a little late, so that should be a good time for that.
Awesome.
So, and here we go again.
I know.
Another show gone.
Another show down.
Yep. Thank you all for the calls. Thank you for the text, and go out there and get that prize. We appreciate you calling in for that.
Albert.
Yep. Yeah. Albert, we appreciate you and all our listeners. So check out Key Marine Center out there on Bower Road, and I'll be back in here Friday.
Awesome. Great to see you, sir, as always. This has been Boat Smart here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back with more after this.